Killing two birds with one stone is a desirable objective, but rarely an achievable one. However, Dinesh Mohan of Nehru University in Delhi thinks he may have worked out how to do it in the case of a pair of local environmental problems. One is the risk of fire in the pine forests cloaking the foothills of the Himalaya. The other is pollution by heavy metals, particularly lead, of some of the country's water supply. The fire risk comes from pine's needle-like leaves. These decay only slowly once shed, and thus build up on the ground into thick, inflammable layers. Nor are they just a fire hazard. They also slow down the replenishment of groundwater and make the soil more acidic than it otherwise would be, discouraging the growth of grass and other non-arboreal plants. The pollution risks comes from lead derived from fuels, old water pipes and paint. Heavy metal pollution is by no means the only water quality problem facing India, but it is one of the most pernicious. Like many other countries, India has adopted the maximum level in drinking water for lead set by the World Health Organization, or WHO. This is 10 micrograms per litre. In 2014, the most recent year for which data are available, the country's Central Water Commission reported concentrations above this threshold at 47 of its 387 river water quality monitoring stations. The simultaneous solution of the two problems, proposed by Dr. Mohan in a paper in ACS Omega, is simple and elegant. It is to use the needles to clean up the water. One way to extract heavy metals like lead from polluted water is to pass that water through charcoal filters. Charcoal, or biochar, as it is now fashionably known in environmental circles, is a porous, amorphous material, which thereby folds a large surface area into a small volume. It is composed partly of elemental carbon, but this is accompanied by lots of organic molecules, such as fatty acids, phenols and quinones, and also by sorts of potassium, magnesium and calcium, all left behind from its previous existence as plant matter. Many heavy metal ions react enthusiastically with certain oxygen-containing groups of atoms that form parts of the organic molecules and thus stick to them. They also, through a process called ion exchange, swap places with potassium, magnesium and calcium ions.